now on WAKG from the entertainment capital of the world. Here's Hollywood Doug with the latest celebrity scoop.
Hollywood Doug, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Carol. How are you?
I am doing well, recovering from Thanksgiving. And do you Hollywood people eat turkey and dressing and mashed potatoes and gravy and all that stuff?
Well, no.
Okay.
No, of course we do. Everybody always asks it. My nephew asked me last year. He's like, you know, what are you cooking out there? I said, oh, I'm roasting an avocado.
Yeah.
You know, it's of course we do. You know, we just eat a portion about, size of an apple.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, it's all portion sizes out here, Carol. All portion sizes.
Well, in addition to Thanksgiving, there was the big Hollywood Christmas parade. And if we got on your social media, I could tell you were having a good time.
Yeah, it was a really cool thing. We got some passes to the sound check, and I got to see a few people. And, this thing's been going on since, like, the 1930s, mm-hmm. when Bob Hope and Jimmy Stewart were grand marshals. And it's a big deal. You know, a few thousand people line Hollywood Boulevard, and it's a really nice thing to see. And, I got to see CeeLo Green and Nick Fratiani, who was the last American Idol winner.
Uh-huh.
We saw him do a sound check, and Ruben Studdard. All sounded great and great voice. I got to talk to CeeLo for a second, and he's really a real spiritual guy. You know, he was talking a lot about Jesus, and, he sang a song that was really spiritual, and just a really sweet guy. And, there was one group there, and I got a laugh that I put it on my social media, that were really just kind of standoffish, and you would think that it was, I thought maybe Beyonce was coming or Katy Perry was there.
Right.
And of all people... And I say people once, it was the Village People.
Oh, my gosh.
The Village People opened the show, and it comes on December 15th, and you'll get to see it. I mean, there were a lot of good performances, but I had one of their publicists come over and ask me if I wanted to do an interview with one of them, and I'm like, I can't even, which one, the cop or the cowboy? Which one am I going to interview? And it just really made me laugh that, they were acting like they were the biggest stars, but... they have been around for some 40 years, and, you got to give them credit. But, if I hear YMCA one more time.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. But it was kind of funny. It was a really, really nice parade, and, it was a nice way to kick off the holiday season. So,
all right.
Hope you guys watch it. It's on the CW on December 15th.
Okay, so we will have to. You'll have to remind us as we get closer to that day, but I definitely want to watch that. I know over the holiday weekend you had the Christmas parade. A lot of Hollywood stars celebrated Thanksgiving. With Gwyneth Paltrow, you just never know what exactly is going to happen with this gal next. She had a very untraditional Thanksgiving, maybe?
Well, yes, she did, and anybody that names their kid Apple, you gotta kind of wonder. But she put on her social media, she hashtagged Modern Family. Now, she had Thanksgiving dinner,
uh-huh.
and she invited her ex, Chris Martin, who of course is the lead singer
okay.
for Coldplay, and her new boyfriend,
uh-huh.
Brad Falchuk, who is she just started dating. He's a producer, and it was kind of weird. We're thinking that they talked about her getting engaged again to Brad, and. She wanted Chris's blessing, or I don't know. It's just one of those things that were like, I don't think I would ever invite an ex to Thanksgiving.
Okay.
But that's Hollywood for you, and she's always been kind of out there. So we'll see where that goes. But she hasn't announced the engagement yet. But we're thinking that they got engaged somewhere around that time, and she was just letting her ex Chris Martin know about it. So we'll see.
All right. Well, they're kids involved, so maybe that's it. Everybody's got to play nice. That's just the thing to do.
Yeah, yeah. And Ben Affleck is one to do that with Jennifer Garner.
Right.
They're looking after, the kids as well. And we actually got him, too, over Thanksgiving weekend. Got him out having some coffee with his new girlfriend, Lindsay Shookus.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about them a couple times before. He actually was looking for a house a couple months ago. And, because I think he's still living sometimes with Jen and the kids. Just to be a loving father. Of course they're not together, even though we wish they were back together. You'd mentioned that before.
I love
them. You'd
as
love
a
to
couple.
See them back together.
Yes.
But I think that's long, long gone. But we got him out, and he looked in great spirits. He looked really good, and she looked great. But he's got some stuff going on, behind the scenes. He's got some allegations against them that we're going to find out later. We hope he's going to be okay with that. But Justice League, oh my God!
Yes.
That movie had such high hopes, Carol.
Right.
And it pretty much by Hollywood standards.
Uh huh.
I mean, it bombed.
Well, I will say I have not seen this one yet, but I have heard others around here who have seen it, and they weren't real blown away by it. So
no.
Yeah, that's.
I mean,
that's
it only
sad.
opened. Yeah, the opening weekend was only $96 million, and they had projected that it would be at least $110 million, and then it fell off the second week by like 37%. I mean,
oh, wow.
Batman versus Superman beat it, and they did not see that coming at all. So, you know, I don't know. They've even pushed back. You know, Avengers 4 is coming up, and they're saying that might be the last one they're going to do with DC Comics. And they're just going to search for the other 7,000 characters that they have. And, you know, because Aquaman did well. Thor did great. Thor was still in the theaters. And they think that's why maybe Justice League did do as well.
Right.
Because Thor was still in over, like, 4,000 theaters.
Well,
and
I
Thor
mean,
was doing great.
It's Thor, of course, you know.
Well, and you love Chris Hemsworth. I mean, you love him.
I do.
I do.
I love Thor. I love that character. I mean, I even like Clay Matthews on the Green Bay Packers because he reminds me of Thor. So there you
go.
Right. Yeah, it's my favorite character. So.
Yeah, we'll see where they're going to go with all this. You know, it's just, you know, up into Iron Man did well. Wonder Woman did unbelievable. They never thought it was going to do as well as it did. So. You know, they're going to just shake things up and do some different stuff coming up in the next year.
Okay, so we'll just have to wait and see on that. Something very interesting that I had not heard about yet, you know, American Idol has changed networks, and it will debut in March, but
yes. It
used to be on Fox, and now Fox has something new coming up.
Yeah, Fox has a brand new show, and it's coming up earlier than American Idol. It's going to debut in January.
Oh, wow.
And it's called The Four. It's called The Four Battle for Stardom. Now, it was started by Sean Combs or P. Diddy or Man of Love or whatever his name
whatever
is.
Whatever his name is now, yeah. Okay.
You know, that's something that bugs me. Stars change their name 10 times. You know, mine's only changed twice. So, you know, get over it, people. You know, and the big take on this one, and it's a hip-hop show.
Okay.
So they're looking for the next hip-hop artist. And they've already got judges, Meghan Trainor, DJ Khalid, P. Diddy. And they've tapped Fergie to be the host. Now, she was supposed to be one of the judges, but they pushed her off to the host. You know, and they're thinking she's got some hip-hop experience with, you know, with the Black Eyed Peas.
Uh-huh.
And so they're really banking on that. But, you know, you and I were talking off mic. This is kind of a genre that hasn't really been tapped yet.
Right.
But and it's really funny how Fox kicked off American Idol, which is their biggest cash cow for years. They carried that network for years. And they're going to start with this brand new hip-hop show. But, you know, they took a chance on American Idol back in the day, too. So we'll see how it goes. A lot of people out here are saying it's going to be great, but, you know, they've got that certain market that they're going to try to hit because, you know, with The Voice and with American Idol coming back, they're, you know, we're trying to hit every single market in the music business. So, you know, I hope it does well. You know, I love Fergie, so I hope it does well, you know, because of her. So we'll love to see with that one.
All right. Well, we'll wait and see on that. But you know what? Fox has been the trendsetter before, so maybe they're on to something. Hollywood Doug, thank you for giving us a call. You're on social media. We can hashtag you, Hollywood Doug. How else can we find you?
Jason Douglas on all my social media, you know, from Twitter on down to Instagram.
Okay.
The Jason Douglas Show, another project I'm working on. So just look me up, and we always hashtag WAKG and Carol Metz. So look for her and you'll see me.
Okay, perfect. All right, thank you so much. We'll talk at you next week, and you can keep us updated on how Hollywood is getting ready and decorated for Christmas and how all the stars are celebrating in their own unique ways.
Absolutely. Thanks, Carol.